from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, December 14th. Coming up, a conversation with the new executive director of CU at Home. She tells Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin about her goals for the organization and the impact of staffing challenges. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker issued a state disaster proclamation yesterday for 28 Illinois counties hit by Friday's severe storms. The proclamation gives the state and its emergency management agency the authority to provide resources to help storm victims. Champaign, Macon, Iroquois, and Ford counties are on the list. The disaster proclamation also includes six Illinois counties where tornadoes were confirmed: Coles, Moultrie, Cass, Shelby, Menard, and Madison. Madison County is the site of the deadly tornado strike in an Amazon fulfillment center in Edwardsville, in which six people were killed. Meanwhile, the governor and Illinois' congressional delegation are asking the Biden administration to issue a federal disaster proclamation for the 28 counties. Republican candidate for Governor Darren Bailey is the first in the GOP field to announce a running mate in his bid to unseat Governor J.B. Pritzker next year. Bailey recruited Stephanie Trussell, a former conservative talk radio host in Chicago. Trussell says as a black woman who grew up on Chicago's West Side, she worked hard to achieve success in life.
Let's put the days of slick politicians and rich elites who don't understand our problems behind us. My story has made me the conservative that I am today.
Trussell derided Pritzker, a billionaire who inherited much of his family fortune, as a failure. Almost immediately after Trussell was announced as Bailey's lieutenant governor candidate, past statements of hers surfaced, including a 2016 tweet in which she called former President Trump, quote, despicable. In a statement, Trussell said she voted for Trump in 2016 and campaigned for him in 2020. The FBI is offering up to a $10,000 reward for information on the final hours of an Illinois State University graduate student who disappeared in August and was later found dead in a river. 25-year-old Jelani Day, a Danville native, was reported missing on August 25th. His body was found in the Illinois River about 60 miles north of the ISU campus on September 4th. Authorities determined he died by drowning. Day's mother has hired a civil rights attorney to investigate his death. The FBI says it's offering the reward of up to $10,000 for, quote, substantial information regarding Day's final hours leading to the identification of new witnesses or evidence, end quote. A German Christmas market in Urbana is running at full capacity for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. As Haley Bickelhaupt of the Illinois Student Newsroom reports, organizers say the event is bigger than ever.
Located behind Riggs Brewery in Urbana, the Christmas market features seven huts with local food and artistic vendors. The market's organizer, Caroline Riggs, moved to the United States from Germany in 2015. Her husband, Matt, is from Champaign County. Now, they own Riggs Brewery. They say they wanted to bring authentic German Christmas traditions to the region. Matt Riggs says the Christmas market serves as a community event for people of all ages to socialize following the pandemic.
It gets even more people who normally wouldn't come to a brewery tap room experiencing something that's special and unique. It's finite. The amount of days that we do this is pretty limited. There's something about like a fleeting moment and a fleeting experience this time of year.
The market will be open Thursday through Sunday every weekend until Christmas. I'm Haley Bickelhaupt, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, as winter approaches, we'll hear from the new executive director of the group CU at Home. She talks with Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin about the group's goals and challenges. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. CU at Home, which provides services to those living in Champaign-Urbana without a home, has a new leader. Melissa Courtwright has advocated extensively for vulnerable populations, particularly older adults, in both Champaign and Vermilion counties. She comes to the faith-based organization at a busy time. CU at Home has been working to get winter shelters opened in time to keep people safe from the cold weather, but didn't, due in part to staffing shortages. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin sat down with Melissa Courtwright at the organization's home base, the Phoenix Center, located in downtown Champaign. She began by asking about Courtwright's vision for See You at Home.
The primary, I think, vision or mission for See You at Home really is not changing. So that's, you know, again, to engage the community to serve the most vulnerable. What I think is changing is some of the way that we operationalize that. And we're still really in the beginning stages of how that will look. But right now, one of our big focuses is opening the emergency winter shelter. So we do want to make sure that we're on mission and serving that vulnerable community through the winter months. But I think that, you know, again, the mission's the same. It's just looking at how do we strategically utilize our programs to serve the vulnerable community.
So I know that, you know, recently a top priority has been getting these low barrier shelters set up. Can you talk a little bit more about that type of housing and why you feel it's important?
I think that housing is absolutely important and, you know, I would say vital to the vulnerable population that it's going to serve. A lot of clients are ready for services that we provide here. So they've taken steps, for example, to become sober, and they're really looking at what is the next thing they need to do. And we're here to house them and provide case management services around that. But there's also some in the population that are not ready for those steps. And a lot of those adults, you know, have a background with trauma, and it's not an easy first step to take. And so that emergency shelter really allows those people who aren't ready for that step to get out of the cold this winter, to interact with somebody in a positive way, to understand that we are there to support them. And, you know, whenever they are ready, or if they are ready to take a next step, that there are options for them.
I know that See You at Home has also experienced some staffing shortages this year. Do you expect that problem to continue?
Unfortunately, I would say everyone should expect that problem to continue. It's not a See You at Home issue. It's, again, a problem, you know, nationwide. There's a staffing shortage. But I think what we're trying to do specifically with the emergency shelter is to be as flexible as we can with what staff are willing to come on board with that. So we're offering flexible hours, a schedule where we're really working around people's availability. But yeah, I think everyone should expect staff shortages.
What are some things that you're worried about? Like, what are some of the challenges you're anticipating over the next year?
Well, I think you mentioned one, which is staffing. That's obviously, again, a concern that's on everybody's mind. I think another is obviously, and it falls under that a little bit, but the unpredictability of COVID. You know, what can we anticipate? What can we expect? What do we do when people are quarantined? Will there be another variant? I mean, obviously the list could go on. But I think that's really it. I feel very, very thankful for, again, individual community support, church support right now for the emergency shelter. So I think that, you know, we're coming in a strong place in those areas, but absolutely we have to have, you know, staff in place to make this work.
That was See You at Home's new executive director, Melissa Courtwright, speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin. See You at Home has not yet announced when they'll open their emergency winter shelters. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a chance of showers late in the day and a high of 54 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Hannah Meisel, Reginald Hardwick, Haley Bicklehaupt, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.